When I played this next track a couple of weeks ago, it was a request for a couple who were celebrating their wedding anniversary. And I'm playing it again, but not for the same couple, simply because I like it and I've come across this recording of it by Seamus Moore. And it tells the story of the couple in Kerry who are celebrating their golden jubilee. Now, he says, "Take off your hat, me darling Pat, put on your old caubeen." Caubeen is the Irish word for a little cap. Understand? Right. We have this little trick when we speak Irish, and we bring it into our English as well. If we want to make things sound a little, if we say, for instance, a busheen is a little bush. Yeah, here we have Seamus Moore and his interpretation of the Golden Jubilee.
Way down in the county Kerry, in a place they call Tralee, a fine old couple live, their name's Kate and Pat McGee. They're going to hold a party on the Golden Jubilee. Now Kate says she to Pat McGee, "Come listen here to me. Put on your owny breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your owl caubeen. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How well do I remember when we danced on the village green, and you held me in your arms, dear Pat, and you called me your Colleen. Your hair was like the raven's wing, but now it's turned to grey. Ah, come over here, me old sweetie, oh dear, and this is what you'll say. Put on your owny breeches, your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your owl caubeen. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How well do I remember when first I was your bride, in the little chapel yonder there we sat side by side. Good friends we've had many, and troubles we've had few. Ah, come over here, me old sweetheart dear, and this is what you'll do. Put on your owny breeches, your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your owl caubeen. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. Just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago.
I'm going to play for you now a track by Gersa. Now, we had Gersa on the programme, I think, last year. A group of young girls, all connected with Ireland in one way or another. Their name Gersa comes from Gersica, which means a group of young girls. They're going to sing for us now a song that was a huge hit for Dolores Keane. And by the way, it's a group of young girls, not necessarily Irish girls. A lovely song. Listen to the lyrics telling us all about this very brave man on his way to America. My grandfather's emigrant eyes from Gersa. We paint the picture on Ellis Island, where the immigrants had to go to before they were allowed into the United States. And here's again the picture of this young man, ready in the 19th century, I'd say, ready to start a new life. Nothing, all he has is, well, all he carries. And he's made a life for himself in the United States of America. And when the singer says, "And sometimes when I look into my grandfather's immigrant eyes," gives me encouragement. So here, this new group, and I'm dying to get my hands on more of their material, Gersa and My Grandfather's Immigrant Eyes.
Old Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe, on fire with the hope of it all. There my father's own father stood huddled with the tired and the hungry and scared. The turn of the century pilgrims bound by the dream that they shared. They were standing in line just like cattle. They were poked and sorted and shoved. Some are one task away from sweet freedom. Some are torn from someone they loved. Through the sprawling Tower of Babel came a young man confused and alone, determined and bound for America, carrying everything that he owned. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. Hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. Don't take it for granted, say grandfather's immigrant eyes. Now he rocks and he stares out the window, but his eyes are still just as clear as the day that he sailed through the harbor, came to shore on the island of tears. My grandfather's days are numbered, but I won't let his memory die, for he gave and the look in his immigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see it starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. Say grandfather's immigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see it starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. Say grandfather's immigrant eyes. Don't take it for granted. Say grandfather's immigrant eyes.
Oh, that's wonderful, that is. That's brilliant, cracking, call it what you will. All the superlatives. That was Gersa and Grandfather's Emigrant Eyes. Don't take it for granted, says Grandfather's Emigrant Eyes. And it just goes to show you how the immigrants struggled in the early days when they arrived in the United States. We'll be talking about that in a moment, actually. But before we do, we're going to have a track from Anna McGoldrick. Anna, in the, I think it was the 1960s, late 1960s, won a huge television talent competition, and she was the winner of that for about 9 weeks running, if my memory serves me correctly. I had the good fortune of accompanying her. Well, I'm a bit humble about this because it was only on one occasion, and I remember it was in the Clontarf Castle. It was a very stormy night and her car broke down, and she had to run all the way from where the car broke down right up to the venue where she was playing, and she got in and she was drenched and her hair was soaking. She just dried herself quickly off and came up and sang and never batted an eyelid. Now that sticks in my memory, but she has since moved away from Ireland. She lives in Canada now, as does a lot of tours, musical tours with groups from around the world. But here, enough of my prattle. We're going to have Anna McGoldrick, for the good lady who sent me the email during the week, going to play for her a little medley of songs from Anna McGoldrick.
I just dropped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to see how you're of Donegal. There's one fair county in Ireland with memories so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished its bounty. It's the orchard of Erin's green land. I love its cathedral and city, once founded by Patrick so true, and it bears in the heart of its bosom the ashes of Brian Boru. It's my own Irish home, far across the foam. Although I have often left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, through cities near or far, me heart's at home in old Ireland, in the county of Armagh. Far across yonder blue lies a true are smiling, and an Irish heart is pining, for I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight.
Thank you.
Some fine banjo picking there from the world's, well, one of the world's, in my book, greatest banjo exponents. That was Jerry O'Connor and Banish Misfortune. And I hope that this programme will banish misfortune. Now, it's the Furies. Now, I know the Furies are not everybody's cup of tea. And to be honest with you, they're not mine. But I do like one or two of the tracks that they do, including this one. And I'm sure, again, and we're still on the immigrant theme, you know, when the immigrants left Ireland, and even when they leave today, they will wish in their hearts, may we one day all meet again.
Where we're going, endless highways and dusty tracks, and every road that we have traveled is the road that always brings us back and take us to familiar places and takes us back to share again golden days and friendly faces. May we all someday meet again. There are words we should have spoken. There are plans we should have made. Promises that we have broken. It has always, always been the same. So take us to familiar places and take us back to share again golden days and friendly faces. May we all someday meet again. Take us to familiar places and take us back to share again golden days and friendly faces. May we all someday meet again. So have no fear of distant thunder. Lightning strikes, then moves ahead. May the storm fill you with wonder. May it light the road that lies ahead and take us to familiar places and take us back to share again golden days and friendly faces. May we all someday. So take us to familiar places and take us back to share again golden days and friendly faces. May we all someday meet again. May we all someday meet again. Thank you.
Yes, that was a nice little recording there from the Furies. A bit unusual. It's sort of a little country type sound to it, but it was nice nevertheless. And may we one day all meet again, please God. On last week's programme, do you remember I played Mick Maloney, his version of McNally's Row of Flats? How when the emigrants went to New York, this guy, an entrepreneur extraordinaire, I would call him, and he built a row of flats and everybody in the world moved in. There were people from all over the world, if you remember. Well, here's a sort of a similar situation. This is called Maggie Murphy's Home. And again, it's all the Irish people are put together. All the Irish people got together in New York and they live together, they work together. And here it tells the story of one such sort of apartment. It's Mick Maloney and Maggie Murphy's Home. And like all Irish songs that tell a story, you have to listen to the lyrics. Very clever. It's an old, I'm not quite certain on this, I'm guessing here, and Mick will tell me if I'm wrong, but I'd say this is some sort of old American vaudeville music hall song for the Irish people. Anyway, here it is, Mick Maloney and Maggie Murphy's Home and all that went on there.
Behind the grammar schoolhouse, near a double tenement, I live with my old mother and always pay the rent. A bedroom and a parlour is all we call our own, and you're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's Home. On Sunday night, it's my delight and pleasure, don't you see, meeting all the girls and boys that work downtown with me. There's an organ in the parlour to give the house a tone, and you're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's Home. Such dancing in the parlour, there's a waltz for you and I. Such courting in the corner and kisses on the sly. Oh, bless those leisure hours that working people know, and they're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's Home. On Sunday night, it's my delight and pleasure, don't you see, meeting all the girls and boys that work downtown with me. There's an organ in the parlour to give the house a tone, and you're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's Home. By Hogan's Alley at the closing of the day to greet my dear old mother and hear the neighbors say, oh, there goes little Maggie, I wish she were my own, and may blessings ever linger round Maggie Murphy's Home. On Sunday night, it's my delight and pleasure, don't you see, meeting all the girls and boys that work downtown with me. There's an organ in the parlor to give the house a tone, and you're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's home.
Hasn't Mick Maloney got a lovely way of putting that across? He was really telling a story there, and the accompaniment was very unusual. And now for my Anne-Marie O'Riordan slot. I don't think we could have a Sounds Irish without Anne-Marie O'Riordan in it. Oh yes, we could. That's a bit of an exaggeration. But you know how I feel about this girl's voice. She has a wonderful voice, and it's a wonderful interpretation of yet another immigrant type song. And here, Come Home to Abbey Field. Abbey Field is on the border of Limerick and Kerry. Now, I think it's more in Limerick than Kerry, but I'm not sure about that. But doubtless somebody will email me and tell me. Here's a wonderful Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
The golden corn is high, my love, where wild winds whisper free. But I must take that lonely road that leads down to the sea. You sleep upon the towering hill where twilight shadows steal, and hear the wild winds whispering, come home to Abbey Field. The New York lights are shining bright, our streets are cold and gray. A man must leave the dying hours to greet the newborn day. My memory roams wild and free as I wait an alien dawn of Mary T, who walked with me to greet the summer morn. Is that harvest moon still shining bright upon the vale's gold stream? Do stars or mean a halo lights up the meadows green? Do maidens glide the riverside and dance the forehand reel? And do lovers stray from Trasnoway near my town of Abbey Field? Where are they now, that gallant band that fought with awesome skill? Brave Larry Ellen Hartnett, Bomber Foley from the hill. Oh, Donald Gahine and O'Rourke, I can but name a few. They made their stand, that freedom grand might hail the morning dew. The New York dawn is shining bright, her streets are cold and gray. My feet are on this city street, but my dreams are far away. twilight shadows steal. Then you walk with me in my memory, near my town of Abbeyfield.
Nach Wilshin Gehuntach Erfad, was that not beautiful altogether? The lovely Anne Marie O'Riordan and Come Home to Abbeyfield. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played a track by PJ Murray and said I didn't know an awful lot about him, but I hadn't got much of his material. And a friend of mine sent me this track that I'm going to play for you. She suggested that, Joe, play this on your Sounds of Irish programme, which, incidentally, I never miss and I love. It's entitled The Land of the Gael, and many, many thanks to Anne for sending this track to me, and I appreciate your remarks about the programme. Thank you very much indeed. Let's listen together to PJ Murray and The Land of the Gael.
I wish I was westward of Dingle, on the golden sands of Bilbon, where I'd wait for the mountain of Brandon to appear in the red light of dawn. I'd gaze over Smerwick Harbour and the yacht with its billowing sail. My body is here in the Bowery, my heart's in the land of the Gael. For the curse of the drink is upon me, it softens my will and my brain. And whenever I save a few dollars, I fall off the wagon again. But I'm thinking of lovely Crubarin, the Blaskets and Fair Kiaun Shibay. When the sun is a red ball of fire, as it sets on the land of the Gael. Now the wind, like a knife, it goes through me, and with hunger I'm ready to fall. And the snowflakes are swirling around me as I head for the church mission hall. But I hear the sweet song of the skylark, and I list to the curlew's sad wail, as over the ocean they call me to come back to the land of the Gael. Thank you. it's 50 long years since I lived it. A young fellow still in my teens. Did I ever return? Now you ask me. I go back every night in my dreams. But the call of my homeland's all powerful, and I'm certain this time I'll not fail. Then I'll hear my own tongue, and again I'll be young when I'm home in the land of.